Right now, we are joined on the telephone line by a couple of entrepreneurs who have got a terrific product that I think may revolutionize cleaning. It's called Skura Style, and we are pleased to be joined by Linda Sawyer and Allison Matz. Linda, Allison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
I love the idea of this. Just the description alone, a smell and germ-resistant sponge. Where have you been all my life?
Well, it's something that we have been working on for a long time, and there's plenty of people that hate their sponges, so we had quite the problem to solve, and we think we came up with it.
Well, and you started with the product. A lot of companies, a lot of entrepreneurs maybe know they want to start a business, but don't focus on the product and the brand. And can you talk about what you're calling the brand-first approach to coming up with this idea?
Well, you know, our backgrounds, you know, we were novices in the sponge industry. We come from marketing and advertising backgrounds, and throughout each of our careers had worked with so many major blue-chip consumer brands. So we really, conceived of, the idea of, elevating this brand and almost had the concept developed first before we could figure out how to make the product. Second, it was sort of a different approach.
And what's great about this is it lets you know this is a sponge that tells you, I've had enough, please get rid of me now.
Yeah, it does. You know, it was very interesting because, as I said, people definitely hate their sponges, but very interestingly, they also admit to their complacency about sponge replacement. They sort of get very embarrassed and apologetic and say, I don't know why, because it's so disgusting and it smells, but I keep it too long. So part of our sort of goal in designing this product was how can we lean into that insight and really make sponge replacement, take all the guesswork out of it. So on the, as you said, on the scouring surface, there's a monogram and it's designed to fade with use as a visual indicator that it's time to throw it out. And then on top of that, we, send people a weekly email with a cleaning tip and a reminder that it's time to change when the monogram fades.
Now, I'm curious about what made you both want to get into this endeavor. Linda, you were a CEO. Allison, you've been a publisher. What made you decide this was the way to go?
There's a kind of a bit of a backstory. We've been best friends since second grade, and we have, had these sort of, parallel lives and different careers but related careers, and we've shared a lot of insights over the years and talked a lot about business, and we both kind of, had this notion of wanting to do something next, a second act, if you will, and wanted to do something on our own. And the insight really, we knew we wanted to do something one day, didn't know what the it was initially, but Linda is a self-proclaimed and very proud clean freak, as well as a home design enthusiast. And one day she said, I've always wondered about this kitchen sponge. Why is it so disgusting? I have this beautiful kitchen and everything in it is, designed to the nines. You can have beautiful, even a beautiful garbage can and beautiful dish drying rack. And, everything is nice except for this butt ugly sponge. And why is that? And I had never thought about it, and it was sort of like, oh, my God, we have to figure this out.
Yeah, and so we just basically, we called it our Skura Sundays, where we would get together weekend, and we just started researching it. And what we ended up finding was there was essentially a monopoly in this country, and it's dominated by, one big company, and the consumer really has had very little choice up to now.
Well, yeah, it's remarkable. 3M, you're talking about, a big sponge, if you will, has about 73% of the market share. I had no idea.
Yeah. And so, they've really had very little innovation throughout the years. And in some ways, because consumers have had no choice, that they've just been able to, continue to have this great big business. But, we sort of challenged convention and said, why does it have to be this way? And I think in a lot of ways, the fact that we don't come from a sponge background, we asked a lot of questions that had never been asked. And we just, with our manufacturers, with everyone that we work with, and we said that there just has to be a better way.
Yeah, obviously, and you both know this, a part of successful marketing is having a product that looks good, too. And to me, you've certainly accomplished that with Skura.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think that part partially also comes from us not coming from this industry. You know, we really approached this from a perspective of how can we elevate this brand, make it as beautiful as a fashion or a beauty brand.
Yeah, and we were always inspired by Scandinavian design because it's very clean and it's very fresh and modern and happy. And so we actually hired a Swedish industrial designer who did our sponge, and you know, he sort of served as our muse, and that's actually the origin of the name. Skura in Swedish means to scour and scrub. So, you know, there's something very authentic and special about it.
You've got a terrific website, Skura Style, SKURASTYLE.com. And one of the things people can do is go right on there and set up a plan. You don't have to go to the store. You can get these great sponges delivered right to your home.
Yep. By design.
Yep. Yes, it's you know, so that you don't, it's just one less thing to put on your to-do list or to think about or, you know, have to make a run to the store, and, you know, you don't have to do that. It's, you'll always have the option of a fresh, clean sponge to clean with.
I took the scrubbing test to see what kind of scrubber I am. You learn a lot about yourself when you do these things.
So are you a live to scrub or a love to scrub?
I am a love to scrub.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's kind of amazing because, again, this is something people use every day and it is a cleaning tool, yet the current offerings in the market are dirty tools. So The fact that, you know, people have kind of lived this way, it's like, it's just, it gives you a dose of happiness every day and that, you know, you have a nice clean sponge.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of leading microbiologists, and the statistics will scare the heck out of you. I mean, the average traditional cellulose kitchen sponge is 200,000 times dirtier than a toilet seat. And we've been told that the average home kitchen that has a cellulose sponge wouldn't pass a restaurant inspection test. So it's, you know, we're really on a mission to educate consumers that, you know, there's a better, safer, prettier, easier way to, you know, clean your dishes and your counters.
And I was reading one of the segments, and it stood out to me because, yeah, we all, you know, the sponge is the dirty secret of the kitchen. And the one that stuck with me is this statement that the kitchen sponge is germier than the toilet seat.
Yeah, it's something you can't ignore.
I mean, really, cellulose is an unbelievable breeding ground for bacteria, and hundreds of millions of bacteria grow within a matter of like 3 days. So you're literally spreading, when you're wiping your countertop, you are literally spreading bacteria on your countertop. So it's not pretty.
And the smell test, that's not enough because there are some bacteria there that you're not going to smell when you take a whiff of that sponge.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, some of our customers, you know, absolutely love this product, and you know, the microbiologists recommend that you replace your kitchen sponge every 1 to 2 weeks. And some say, well, but your sponges never smell. Why should I replace it? And we're like, we say because not all bacteria have an odor. You know,
that's
why we have the fading monogram, so that, you know, it really lets you know, you know, guess what, you don't want to mess around with this. Time to replace.
So you left your jobs, you left high-paying gigs to pursue your passion. You have to be really pleased with the way this is going. And the fact that you found something that seems on the surface so simple, but is such a revolutionary idea.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about it. I mean, it did take a lot of courage to leave our big jobs. But, you know, it is so incredibly gratifying to create something from the ground up. And especially from our perspective, when we've worked for so many big companies over the years, you know, we often have to just inherit a lot of their business decisions. So to, again, be in control and do everything we've done, every decision we've made about this product has been done with the consumer in mind and being super consumer-centric.
Well, I love it. I think it's a great idea. I'll be ordering my first set of sponges tonight. You can go online to SkuraStyle, SkuraStyle.com. You get $5 off your first shipment when you enter the promo code SPONGE. Linda, Allison, congratulations on what looks like a great product. Can't wait to use it. And thank you so much for joining us to share that information.
And thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.